Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Let's go before the Father tonight. Let's welcome the Holy Spirit. Let him lead us and let him guide us how we are going to intercede tonight. Father, we come before you tonight. We wash ourselves in your blood. We wash ourselves in your blood. We come lay before you tonight. We ask you to forgive us from all our sins. Wash us, Lord God, that we may be able to come boldly to your throne and that we may be able to seek mercy. Mercy. Mercy, 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 mercy. In time of need, we need your mercy. We need your grace. We need your love and we need your everlasting kindness. We need your wisdom and we need your understanding. We need your leading. We need your guide. Order our footsteps this night, oh Father God. Let your light becomes our light. Let your light becomes our candle, Lord Jesus. Father, not your will, my God, not our will, Father. Not our will, Father, but your will be done. And as I was praying, I felt in my heart to declare tonight about your crucifixion. First of all, your word declare, Almighty God. If I pray in the spirit or whoever pray in the spirit, and if there's no interpretation when we pray, we are just building up ourselves in you, O Father. So tonight we come, Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ. I want to be crucified with you, Lord Jesus Christ. The word of God said, not I live, but you, Christ, live in me. And the life that I now live, God, in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me, that I could declare tonight that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Lord God, I pray that I'm crucified with you. And just like you raised up on the third day, Almighty God, I pray. Forgive me, forgive us that we may be clean, that we may be able to have fellowship with you. Oh, yes, there is a suffering. I am a korirabasata. Kinamukinamanamanamanama. Being made conformable unto his death. I thank you for the power, and I thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Father, we see what's going on this day in the world. So many fighting and turmoil and killing and deception and so much, God Almighty. I come tonight, Father God. And I pray, Lord, that every single person under the sound of my voice, that they will forget about everything that's around them and just stand in the gap for their family, stand in the gap for their generation. And Lord God, if they do not have a family and if they do not have a generation, they will stand in the gap for your people, Father. They will lift up Israel tonight. And they will lift up the nations of the world. Father, we never know what's going to happen to us. We go to bed and we may not be able to get up. We go outside and we may not be able to come back home. We're living in times where nothing is certain. So tonight, Lord, we come tonight not being fearful. Not being fearful, Lord, but we come and we see the urgency of the time. And we just come tonight, not begging or not pleading, but just come to stand and say, Lord God, we see and we know, and your word said, and I think it's Matthew 25, I believe it is, or either 24. You could go check it. I think it's 24. Let me see something. I think it's 24. And it's stated that even when you see these things that's taking place, the end is not here and is not near. No one knows when is the ending. They just say that when you see these things that are happening, you know that something is taking care, something is going on in the spirit. And whatever is going on in the spirit, you could see it also in the natural. So it's Matthew 24, and it talks about the signs of the end time. Verse 8 says, all these things that we're seeing, these are just the beginning of sorrows. And if you could take in your quiet time and get your books or your Google or your pencil and look and see what sorrow means, do a research on sorrow. See what that meant. See what God is talking about. It is just the beginning of things to come. So you see all these killing and shooting and things going on. This is just the beginning. So we urgently need to cover our homes. We urgently need to cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We urgently need to cry out to God and ask Him to cover us with His blood. We urgently need, like the days of the Egyptian and the Israelites. Oh my God, when they were in Egypt and when the death angel was going to pass over, the blood of Jesus sustained the ones that were supposed to sustain. Once the blood was there, once the angel come and see the blood, that's the blood that we're dispatching out tonight. We need to be covered with the blood of Jesus. We need to spend time in His word. I urge you tonight to walk in faith and not by sight. Yes, things are going on around us, but walk in faith and trust and believe in God. Trust Him that your house is going to be secure. What is dry? Trust Him that your family is going to be okay. Trust Him that the death angel is not going to come near you. Trust Him that you won't go out before your time. Trust Him that there's no weapon that form against you shall prosper. Trust Him that you'll go over and not under. Always abounding to every good work. Trust Him. Trust Him with every fiber of your being. Trust Him. Trust Him. Yes. Trust Him that if sickness even come, if sickness even comes, if sickness even comes, trust Him that you will get healing. Trust Him that you will be delivered. Trust Him that you won't go into foreclosure. Trust Him that you'll have enough money to pay your mortgage. Trust Him that God will bring in the raven. Trust Him for your job. Trust Him that there won't be no backlash. Oh God. Trust Him that there won't be no lying tongue that's going to raise up. Trust Him that He's going to move every stumbling block out of your way. Trust Him, trust Him, trust Him, trust Him. Just like He up from the grave, He arose. I see the open grave and He comes out with power. Trust Him. Trust him for that fire and that power. Trust him. Trust him, all power he has given to you. Trust him. Oh my koriesi maloko baraba. Trust him for your double portion. Yes, we are mere man, and yes, we messed up. But trust him that when we repent, we know that we're cleansed in the blood of Jesus. We know that we are clean. We know that we could stand in the gap for our generation because the word of God declared that the generation of the righteous is blessed. Okay? If you don't have a family, trust him for your neighborhood. Trust him for your school system. Trust him for your governmental system. Trust him that the kings that has been placed over your head are the queens that has been placed over your head. That doesn't mean that's their name. I'm just saying, just giving them reference who have been placed over your head. Trust God that they're going to walk in wisdom and integrity in the people that surround them. They're godly people. Trust that the lion in Africa will close his mouth. He's not the lion of Judah. I just see the lion just now raising up its ugly head. Teeth open up wide, getting ready like you want to eat, like you just want to take the prey. Trust God that this lion mouth is going to close. Trust God. Trust him. You see, we're living in a day where we have to have eyes. We need to have eyes. We need to have eyes that when we are praying, the Spirit of God will teach us how to pray. Kimalikota Baba. Let me see this here. It will teach us how to pray. Take you into the dark places. Know how to drive out the enemy when you pray. Know to have eyes to see when you're praying. Know how to intercede when you're praying. Know how to go in and hit the target while you are praying. That the Spirit of God will be able to give you information and how to pray. And before things start going to happen, the Father will give you insight for living. Break and bind up every disruption. I mean, you know, there are people on your job, you go to work and you try to do the best job. You know what I mean? This is not for the person who's retired. I'm talking about a person now, like you're trying to do the best job. You're trying to go to work and be able to put food on your table, but let you have individual want to come in to disrupt. I mean, so now do you have to know how to pray? You have to know how to pray to come in and ask the Holy Spirit how to pray for your situation. I'm not gonna tell you to pray that the person dropped dead. I'm not saying that. But you gotta pray that you have some peace in your situation. Understand me. I'm not saying you're gonna pray for the person to be dropped dead like some people say they pray. I'm not saying that. But you should pray that you have some peace in your situation, especially if you know that God gave you your job. You should be able to go in and have some peace. Whatever God placed in your hand. And somebody try to come in and try to take it out of your hand, you should be able to have some peace. That's what I'm trying to say. You should be able to have peace. And if you're in pieces, you know that God did not send those pieces on you. You know it's the enemy that brought it. So you should be able to know how to drive the enemy out of your face. You should be able to know how to declare war on the enemy's war. One of the ways how to do that, you started using scriptures. You get up today and you feel like everywhere you turn, 1 minute you're in a car accident, next week you're in another car accident. And so you know something is not right. You know, you say, wait a minute, wait a minute, why all these accidents? I mean, the enemy trying to kill me. So then you're buying up the accident of spirit. Or you're buying the spirit of debt. This is how you go in and do war. You have your children and everybody in a chaos. Nothing is working out properly. So you got to go in and you got to see what's going on in your area, what's going on in your life, what's going on in your family. Okay? And once you start seeing, because the Bible says the enemy comes in, right? He's like a rerun. He's going around seeking whom he may devour. And you know what? He is a lookalike. The same things in the family every single year. Nothing changes. He may bring it into a different spectrum, but it's the same concept. So then you know that it's a spiritual issue. Why am I saying this? I don't know. I'm just talking about the spirit. I'm just talking about the spirit. I'm just talking about the spirit. I'm just being led by the spirit. So then you know that something ain't right. Let's look at this. A person that gave up every single, okay, a person that gave up all kind of turn around. They married. Marriage come apart. I'm not saying it's you, and I'm not saying it's the other person. It could be from the generation. Could be a generational thing. So then what you gotta do? You gotta go in and you gotta either bind up the spirit of rejection. Or you have to say, I'm binding up the spirit of confusion. My mother always tell me I was in Jamaica, teeth and tongue is gonna meet. So then, you know, like for me, we have a mouth, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna put a bridle over my mouth. I'm gonna keep my mouth shut. I'm gonna calm my mouth. You're gonna do everything that you could do to put water on the fire. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. But let's just take it in by the Holy Ghost. If you constantly don't have money, you're getting money in. And as soon as it comes in your basket, it's gone. It's gone. So you're not being, you have to ask the Spirit of God, or you have to ask yourself, the Holy Ghost, talk to the Father. Am I a good steward of what He gives to me? Am I stewarding my money well? And then if I'm not, then I repent. And then I ask for forgiveness. And then I try to follow biblical principles. Like you said, oh, no man, nothing. Like I have some bills here. And I was telling my husband that I'm gonna go in and I'm gonna knock this person down first. The one with the highest interest, the one with the highest interest rate. I'm gonna deal with that one first. And once that one is finished, then I go to the other one. That's just me. I'm just talking about me. So everybody have different things. The home, the children don't want to listen when you talk to them. You start checking back to the generation and see, were these, was my father rebellious? My grandfather, my aunt, my granny, my mom. You start checking out some stuff. What you're doing spiritual mapping. That's what they're calling. You're mapping out the area. You're checking out your area. You're looking to see in your background. Like they do a background check. When you go for a job, it's the same thing, spiritual and natural. And then once you find the culprit, you start buying it up, start driving it back with the word of God and pleading the blood and chop it down from the roots. A spirit of poverty. Spirit of poverty. You don't have nothing. Every time you turn around, nothing. You can't do this. Then you gotta go in and you gotta break and you gotta bind poverty spirit. You come against that in the name of Jesus. And then you find a scripture to overwrite that poverty spirit and start calling in to you. Like I'll get up in the morning, I'm like, money coming to me. I call it in. You're going through somebody, you're going through some kind of love problem. If you feel like you're not being loved, you call for the spirit of love. Rejection. If you feel like you're being rejected, you know what? I said rejection is not gonna follow me no more. It's not gonna follow me anymore. I'm the child of God and I walk in love. I bind the spirit of rejection. You break that down in the name of Jesus. You break down divorce. Your husband come to you and said he want a divorce. He says, you know what? Just relax yourself and sit back and just start praying to God. And ask God to bring forth that fire in the house and rekindled that relationships. I am Makoli the Basanda. There's just one person that I just saw in the spirit. They're not online tonight. And whenever you're praying, just, I'm not giving out that person's name, but just pray for a divorce. Tonight, pray for finances. Father, we come. Father, we come. Father, we come, we come, we come, we come, Father. I have one of my book here that I always use when I'm ministering. You won't be able to get this in the store. It's a minister thing that I got through my minister place that I work with, World Evangelism. You won't be able to get it. This is only for ministers that we get. And I'm gonna go in here. And I'm gonna pray. Green is for finances. Let me go to finances. See, I know this book. I haven't used this book for a while, but it was just up here. And listen to this. But remember the Lord, your God. For it is he, and you can find this in Deuteronomy 8, verse 18. For it is he will give you the ability to produce wealth. So that means you can't have wealth by yourself. The Holy Spirit himself. So you're gonna have to call and you have to attract wealth. You have to attract abundance. You have to call it into your forefront. You have to call it into your house. Call it into your family. Call it into your generation. You don't have a job? Ask the Holy Spirit to bring you to the place for you to find a job. If you're in business, ask the Holy Spirit to bring people into your business. You have to talk to the Spirit of God. You have to release that abundance in your life because He is the one that gives you the ability to produce wealth. That means wealth can attract to you. It is an attraction. It is like a magnet. And tonight you have to call for that magnet to come forth and attach to you and your generation. You have to call that magnet in. You got to bleed that magnet. You got to leave that magnet. You got to release that magnet. You have to just breathe it out of your mouth. And then I'm looking in here. A lot of people say, well, you're not supposed to have money. You know, that's a lie. That is a lie. Is that a lie? Money is the root of all evil. That's a lie. If you read the Bible and look it over correctly, it did not say money is the root of all evil. It said if you love money, he said the lovers of money. That's when it becomes the root of all evil when you're in love with it. But you have to have money to be able to help in situation, your situation, and overabundance around your surrounding who needs. Think about it. If you are a money-making machine with money, millions or million are okay. All right, let's get to 10,000 before we get to the million. Thousands and thousands of dollars before you get to the million. Somebody, I pay my bills, all my bills are paid. Somebody around me that's in need, before they even call me, and I sense it in my spirit that that individual need finances. I could either get on the phone and say, hi, how are you doing, honey? How you doing? How you doing today? What do you need? Are you in need of anything? And the person may say, no. But yet in my spirit, that's how I felt. I minister along the line in different, not money minutes, but other things. And the person tell me, "Oh, no." But before I leave and go outside, they would say, "Sister Ruth, blah blah blah," and they will pray. There was a dire situation where the lady have tuberculosis in a church, and because she didn't know me at the time, and I felt we were in the parking lot, and I said to her, "Can I pray with you?" And she said, "No." No, and I'm like, okay. And she was coughing, 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 coughing. So she must have went and inquired to know who I am, and then wants to tell her who I am. And then she wanted prayer, and I told her that I couldn't pray then because the anointed had left. Why am I gonna pray for her knowing there was no anointing to pray? You see what I mean? So I just had to just leave that alone. Same concept. You need the money, I have it. You said you don't want it, but then when I get home or when I get, you may say to me, "Sister Ruth, I really need it." And you know what I did? I had to take out the checkbook now. And I had to write your check and I had to send it to you. We have everything in common. But if I'm busted and disgusted and broke, and you're in need, I can't help you. So you see how we fall short because we don't know the word of God? Oh, you know, money this, money that. No. You gotta have money to do some stuff. And then when you know now, when you have it, and if you don't have it, you call it in, like I said. Move mountain, move the mountain. Whatever is going on in your life, short of love, call in love. Need joy? Call in joy. But we're talking about finances right now. God is the one that gives you wealth. Somebody is in some dire shape that needs money. It is not evil to have money. Ecclesiastic 5 verse 19. I have it written down here. I'm not looking at it. You go check it out because I have it written in my book. I'm not going to go over there and check it out. You go check it out for yourself. God will give you wealth. Philippians 4 19. My God shall supply all of your needs. Ecclesiastic 10:19, money answereth all things. It is very important that you get to understand, change your mindset tonight. Ecclesiastic 11 verse 1, cast your bread upon the water and you shall find it in many days. Give and it shall be given to you. Release what you have in your hands. Give and it shall be given to you. Press down, shaking down, man will put into your bosom. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. When I used to be online and when people call in for prayer, these are the books that we use for Mark Terrell World Evangelism. And we have different subjects. And I just felt led tonight to take it out. Focus your eyes upon God's source. Tell the machine sinking Rama. Talk to him about a continual supply. You cannot be limited. You cannot put yourself on your limitation. You got to turn it over to God. That's how it works. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you're in any kind of investments, or if you're planning and going to investment, ask the Father God how to invest. Just don't jump into it. Ask him to bring people into your path that you can trust when it comes down to investment. And like I said, If you were using your finances in the wrong way, repent and ask God to help you. In here that I'm reading, it says God wants you to lean on Him. That simply means He wants you to be dependable. He wants you to depend on Him. He wants you to draw from Him. Now, why are we doing this tonight? We are in prayer. And He's talking to us about this. That means somebody needs to hear this. Somebody has to get their finances in order for their house to be in order, for them to go out and to be able to get that home that they need. So when the market comes for you to buy a house, you should be able to have enough to be able to have a down payment. You shouldn't have to live from paycheck to paycheck. Your business, you should ask God to bless your business. That simply means every single thing that you're doing in your financial situation, you're supposed to now have a partnership with God. He's supposed to be your partner. I'm just reading it to you. I'm just paraphrasing it out of my book that I have. He is supposed to be your partner. You're supposed to have a covenant with him. You're supposed to have a continual supply, regardless of the problem that you have. God gonna have to be your resource. Then we have a scripture in here, Malachi 3:10. It said, "Bring all ye tithes into the storehouse, that they may be food in your house." So the Father is telling you, bring your tithes into the storehouse. When I'm going through anything with finances, because I give my tithes into storehouses, more than one houses, I go to my heavenly account. I don't go to man, I go to God. I go to Him and I apply. The word. And I said, I am coming into my storehouse, and this is what I need. And I trust him, and I believe that the Spirit of God is going to bring it. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Use the word of God for your own self. Let the word of God come in and change your situation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're supposed to have enough. Genesis 1 tells you everything that he created was good. Everything. So if he created everything good and we need something, we should go to him for it. We should go to the goodness. For him supply that goodness to us. Deuteronomy 28, verse 11. The Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods. It did not say he was going to curse us. He said we're going to be plenteous in our goods. He's going to give us good treasures. We're going to have good measures. It's going to be pressed down and shaken together and run it over. He's going to supply your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I don't see where there's supposed to be any lack. I don't see where we're supposed to have any fear. I see where fear brings torment. And I see where I'm not supposed to go run around and beg anybody nothing. I'm supposed to trust God for all that I need. Just trust Him. I'm supposed to trust Him. But let him act in faith, nothing wavering. That means I can't be double-minded. Because a double-minded man get nothing from God. I'm going to trust him till I die. I don't care what the situation look like. I am going to trust him. That doesn't necessarily mean that I'm not going to pay my bill. I know this one person went way back in the 90s. I think it was in the 90s or in the early, I think it was in the early 90s. I think I tell you guys about it before. She lived over there in South Windsor. She had a house and she was going through some rough times. She made no arrangement with the creditors because she said God is going to pay for her our mortgage. Well, that was being stupid. You need to call your creditors and you need to talk to them and you need to make some arrangement. So, hey, we read about her in the paper because she lost her house. You have to have wisdom. Call your creditors and talk to them. Talk to them. Don't be fear. The opposite of fear is faith. Have faith in the word of God. Trust God. Knock. Seek. Let doors open unto you. Hallelujah. Father, I give you thanks and praise. Father, there's no other God beside you. Father, we give out of our needs. We trust God for everything. We sow and we reap. Hallelujah. Whatever we sow, that's what we're going to reap. The planter, when the person goes out to plant in their yard or wherever they are a planter. If they plant corn and if they go out and if they find mangoes while they plant in corn, they're going to be, wow, I'm plant mangoes, I plant corn. Whatever you sow, you will reap. Seed time and harvest. Let's get back to love. If you sow love, you will reap love. Joy, you get joy. Hate, you will get hate. We have to use the word of God for our own advantage. I'm telling you. Okay. It can't be. Really? The spirit of depression? Wait a minute. So, why would you be depressed? Why would you be depressed? Why would you actually be depressed when you have the Word of God? To me, make me understand that one. I bind the spirit of depression. I come against every foul spirit of depression right now. I break it and I bind the spirit of death off of that person's life. Abale, speaking to the ears of that person, I come against every foul ancestral disease and sickness and sin and confusion and lying tongues and backbiting and generational curse and argumentative spirit of debt, spirit of suicide, in the mighty name of Jesus. I drive that out of the house. I drive that out of that house. I drive that out of the house. Every ancestral spirit, I drive it out. Old people in the house, backbiting and arguing and bringing all kind of headache and confusion. I just drive that out. And I just call for the spirit of peace. I just call for the spirit of peace up in that house. I go into that bedroom and I just release peace up in that house. The spirit of Alzheimer's, I break it and I bind it in the name of Jesus. Early Alzheimer's, I bind it and I break it in the name of Jesus. Every fiery dart that the enemy tries to bring, I break it. I plead the blood of Jesus in the mighty name. The blood of Jesus. Oh my God, I come up in the bedroom. I drive it downstairs out to the door. Bye. Bye. Get out of the neighborhood. In the mighty name of Jesus, get out of the neighborhood. Get out of the neighborhood. Get out of the neighborhood. Get out of the neighborhood in Jesus' name. Go back to the pit of hell where you come from. Every foul-like spirit, every cat-like. Meow. Every cat-like spirit. Just coming in just like a little cat and just, ugh, break that. I break every cat-like spirit. They just come in and they just like stick on you. I just break that in the mighty name of Jesus. Foul spirit, I break that in the name of Jesus. Wow. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks and praise. Father, we call for the fire of the Holy Spirit in this place. The fire of the Holy Spirit in this place. That you bring that anointing of fire over that person that just need to hear from you. Minister to them, Lord God. Minister to them tonight in their quiet night, that when they go to bed, that angels will come. They need peaceful sleep. They need to be resting. Yeah. I just bring forth the spirit of rest. Yeah. Yeah. And over the summer, this summer, the person that works and they're off like for the summer. And they're saying that they need a summer job. Well, you know, if you give them that summer job, Lord, it's okay. But individuals have to know how to basically live on that one job. So teach them how, Lord. Teach them how to listen. Teach them how to budget. Teach me how to budget. Teach them, Lord. Bring the job for the summer that they need. But Father, money management. It's a cry for them tonight. Let that lamp light money management. Bring in money management to them tonight. And the summer job that you give to them right now, Father, that extra money, Lord God Almighty. Let them use it wisely. I hear the word wisely, and the WIS, the S is the big S. And that S mean so the Father is saying the S means support. Being supportive. And he's saying he will support you. He's saying he will take care of you. He wants you to come up. He has been talking to you about some deep secrets in your life. And he's saying now is the time to let it go. Let it go. Put it under your feet. That simple means L-O-V-E, 1 Corinthians 13. That is your battle cry. Wow. This is very serious. Somebody needed to hear that. Somebody needs to know how to put on their armor. Somebody needs to know how to read. I think I have everything on my desk tonight for somebody. Yeah. Ephesians 6, 11 to 17. Emphasis, yeah. Sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The breastplate of righteousness, you already have that, but gotta walk in truth. Salvation, you could repent and ask God to forgive you. Shield of faith. Faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That's Romans 10, 17. How are you gonna hear? How are you gonna know by faith? You're gonna read the word of God. You're gonna let the word of God saturate into your being, goes into your heart. So when you speak words and it comes out of your belly, it comes out in faith. And once it comes out, it's going to create and it's going to put on a body and you're going to see it come to action. It's going to come to life. Because John 6, 63 says, all the words that Jesus spoke, they were not only words. So when he speak them out of his mouth and he pushed it out of his mouth, they become, they were not only word, but their spirit, and they bring forth life. Life, life, life. So therefore, there used to be a woman named Joyce Myers. She always used to say, there is life in the word. She was referring to John 6, 63. La 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 mama mama mama. La la mama mama mama. And then walk in peace. Put on peace under your foot. When confusion comes, just say, Lord, I thank you for the peace of God. In other words, the enemy has released all kind of havoc and confusion and snakes and just release them into your home, on you per se. So tonight I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray, Viola. I'm going to pray for your heart. I'm going to drive out all kind of confusion out of your house. So the enemy comes to sift you as wheat. But the priest of God said, I will pray for you. I'll give you strength. And in your weakness, you'll find peace. Because I am your peace. I am your prince, and I'm your peace. And all those turmoil that they're trying to bring on you right now, he said, I break them in the name of Jesus. He said, they foul because they're not seeing what you're doing, and all they do is complain, and you're trying to do good, and they're trying to tear you down. But he said, I have raised up a standard for you. And I have you in my palm of my hands. And you watch and you see. I am going to break every barrier down. And I'm going to let you walk through that gate. And you're going to walk through the gate with fire and with power, saith the Lord. Amen. Because you're going into the spirit of depression, he's saying. And you got to come out of it. You got to get out. You got to get out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I break the spirit of confusion and death off of your life now in Jesus' name. Satan, in the name of Jesus, I command you. Put your hand over your belly, Viola, right now. Hiya! Hey! Ka be malakate. come out now and go. You see, the spirit of depression comes over you. That's what it does. It comes in, and then your family, oh Lord Jesus, and then your family member comes in and try to break you down. Trying to break you down. And I'm glad you're online tonight, because I break and I bind the spirit of depression, and I break and I bind the spirit of debt over your life. In Jesus' name. God is good. And you got to attract the Holy Spirit. You have to attract the Holy Spirit, because the spirit of debt want to come in on you and want to come in and want to take your heart out and make you can't sleep or make you get tired and make you feel depressed. But tonight is broken, and you got to walk in the spirit. You got to walk in the spirit. You got to walk in the spirit. That's what I mean. Every single day, you got to get up and you got to pray in the spirit, because the enemy wants to take you out. He wants you to be depressed. He wants you to take pills, and you're not depressed. It's just the spirit of debt want to come on you. That's not right. It's not right. So I'm glad to see you tonight. I'm glad to stand in the gap with you tonight. That's why we have to have eyes to see. That when the enemy comes in, we know how to drive him back. Bind up that confusion in your family. Lying demon from the pit of hell. You have a brother? Destruction. Well, the older one, the older brother, is he destructive? Which one of them is the younger one? Well, there's a brother there, honey, and he ain't right. Not right at all. I don't know him, but I hear the word brother. Is that right? I heard the word brother, BROTHER. And it's all about money. Okay? So if they so worry about money, why don't they come in and take care of the situation and set you free? Why not? Why not? That's crap. And then you're over there worrying yourself to debt. It's not right. It's not right. Father, in the mighty name that is above every single name, I come against every foul destruction of the enemy. And I break it this night. Take your hand and I break and I bind suicidal spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, the thief cometh not, but he come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly, saith the Lord. I am the Lord, that God that healeth thee. I am the Lord, that God who will sustain thee. Trust my hand, saith the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. I am the Lord that he led me. I am the Lord, your healer. You send your word and you heal my disease. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come tonight, Lord, and we bow. We thank you for this night, I pray. Watch over us and keep us this night. Cover us now with your blood. Touch every single person under the sound of my voice tonight, and the one that who is going to hear the recording when it's up online. Minister now, O God, to every single one of your children. Touch them, Lord, from the inside out, I pray. In the name of Jesus, we drive back every foul spirit, every chicken type spirit, every chicken foot that comes in, crawling in like a little cat, tippy toeing with a cat like demon. We break it and we bind it and we plead that blood, your blood of Jesus over every single home, family home, vocation home, city home, state home. Hallelujah. We break every foul spirit now, I pray. In Jesus' mighty name. I want to thank you all tonight for being on the call. I'm asking you guys tonight to pray for my family. One of my older grandbaby tonight is, he might be right now in Texas because he's gone into the Air Force. One of my little baby, his name is Ryan. And I have other grandbabies. Lift them up for me. Lift up my family. Keep them at the forefront tonight, I pray. Thank you all. I have one of my grandbabies getting ready to go to college. His name is Daniel, and I have another one in college. I have some little, my granddaughter, Destiny, and Matthew. Just lift them up. Special prayer for Matthew tonight. Lift them up in prayer. Very, very important. Family members, ones that have kids in school, the ones that have kids home. Pray for your family. Pray for your neighborhood. Pray for husband and wives. So important right now. Time is in essence. Pray for finances. Pray for the Holy Tabernacle, that money will come in, that I will be able to have enough. Then when I get ready to go, I will be going up north very soon. Pray. Pray for me. Pray that I walk in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Pray that I'll have wisdom and understanding in all things for God. I pray for you guys. Please pray for me. My knee's doing a lot better. Thank you. Doing a whole lot better. I'm walking around a lot better. But I need your prayers. And you need my prayers. You see, we're all into this together, okay? None of us is exempt. We're all ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. When you read Mark 16, it says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He didn't say ministers go into all the world and preach the gospel. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel, and these signs shall follow them that believe. That believe. Whoever believe is a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You're a minister. At least the Jehovah's Witness got one part of it right. Thank you, Ruth. You're welcome, my love. Praise God. Got it. Hey, good night, everybody. May God bless you. May the Spirit of God move upon you. May his face shine upon you. And may he give you peace. Shawnee, I'm praying. I'm praying, Shawnee. God is good. I love you. I love you guys. I love you. I love you.